Hi, everybody. This is Jamie Scray with DTA Associates. I'm here with my good friend, Debbie Young. Debbie is the Service Excellence Manager for Sutter Independent Physicians. Debbie, how are you?
I am doing quite well, thank you very much. Just sheltering in place during this time.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Well, you know, I was trying to think this morning, Debbie, I can't even remember when we first met. It's been a while.
Yes, it's actually, I think we're probably going on almost 4 years now because
yeah.
We met as a result of the Barrel Institute.
That's right. That's right. We were like on some of those chat functions talking about physician coaching, and I had done a ton of coaching, and you had done a ton of coaching, and we kind of connected around coaching and all things that, and then we've had the opportunity to meet in person a couple times. So, and Debbie, you're coming to us from Sacramento, is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm so excited that we're able to chat today because I wanted to hear a little bit more about your coaching program. And I'm also really excited to have you share with us a little bit about how you have been able to adapt that coaching program given the current global pandemic and everything that we're facing with COVID-19. But first things first, let's kind of get started and back up for folks who don't know you as well as I do. Can you help us understand a little bit more your role? Like, is it overseeing the coaching, and is that your full-time thing, or is that a piece of your work? And maybe just tell us a little bit about your team and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, I have been with my healthcare organization now for 28 years, and I have been in the role of Service Excellence Manager for the last 6 years. Coaching is my full-time gig. I am also hold a staff of four incredible coaches who also work with our independent community. And each of them brings to the table a little different area of expertise, which really allows a solid collaboration when we come to the table on how we're really going to impact patient experience in the independent community. Here in Sacramento, our patients are saturated with options of care providers. In one direction, we have our organization, which is Sutter Health. Down the street, you can hit one of the Kaiser clinics, or you can go to Dignity Health. So we really want independent practice to be a viable option for patients, and how we can really hone in on that experience is by our coaching program.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me a little bit more about how your coaching program got started. Like, what drew you to invest in this strategy for your group and the team that you brought together?
When I first came to Sutter Independent Physicians, our chief medical officer came to me and said, Deb, you know, I have a vision on what I would really like this to be. And that's where everything began. Initially, our program was one manager who went out to the practices and offered a soft skills training, did a site observation, handed them a sheet of paper, and then left. And there was never any follow-up. Now, since I've taken on in the last 6 years, we have evolved exponentially, where now we actually have identified specific practices within our community who are struggling in regards to the patient experience. We use a lot of the national, you know, CG CAPS responses that to really identify those who are performing below the 25th percentile. And then those are the practices that we target. And what we do is we go out to the practices. I meet with their physician leadership along with one of my dyad partners, who is also either one of our primary care specialists or one of our specialty physicians. And we tell them exactly what our program is about, where we provide at-the-elbow support, asking for a solid 12-month commitment. And we go in and we do a site observation. We interview their teams. We interview the physicians. We even interview the patients to kind of get an assessment of where everybody sees their roles are within this practice, and really wanting to hear that patient voice of where some of the opportunities lie. And from there, we build an action plan. And in these 90-day increments, we identify based on our survey data, based on those conversations, what is going to be the priority of the practice moving forward. And we develop a step-by-step process and have routine check-ins with the practice leaders weekly, biweekly, sometimes monthly. Our coaches are invited to participate in their staff meetings. I mean, we know that we're starting to turn the curve in an upward trend as we're watching those results come in through the patient. After about 12 months, yeah, we take a look and we see where we are, and it doesn't just stop. If the practice wants to continue, we re-engage again, and we give them that at-the-elbow support, and we're really starting to get some positive results.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. How would you say, you mentioned you have the four coaches on your team, you know, how do you keep them fresh and really grounded in the work that they're doing, given that it feels like it would have a large intensity to it based on just how you're describing it?
What we do, especially as a team, is all of us have gone through and obtained our coaching credentials. So I am an associate certified coach, as well as all my other four coaches. We do a lot of team building. We are all about continued education, whether that's going to a conference. I plan on taking my newer coaches to the Barrel Conference to really be in that environment of other professionals who are just as passionate about patient experience as we are. We also work with our very large health system. We have our Office of the Patient Experience, where we are now starting to navigate and have quarterly check-in calls. But right now, through this COVID-19, it's more important than ever that we really come together to see, maybe not from a clinical standpoint, but what can we do to really support the work that we're doing, especially for those physicians and the nurses who are out on the front lines, and just kind of really coming together and allowing those free-flowing ideas to come forward on what we're doing. So we're actually doing some really cool work, I think, out in the practices right now, even with, you know, not being on the front lines like the staff, but we're doing things that are you know, sending them what we call our mindful minutes, kind of help them to refresh, relax, re-engage, and help keep themselves motivated. All of our coaches are available. We've worked with several physicians already, which I'm sure we'll go into more detail in some of your later questions. But it's all about, all of us are passionate about the work that we're doing, and we're constantly coming together to keep that passion going.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I love the idea of the mindful minutes to help keep them motivated. So you started to talk about this a little bit, but let's go a little further into, you know, how has your team specifically adapted your coaching model in this COVID-19 environment?
Well, what we have done is prior to COVID-19, again, we were really on site at the elbow, watching the work, going through the workflow, going through the processes, and then again, identifying those, what the physicians wanted to receive in regards to coaching, what they really saw for their practice, and we adapted our plan accordingly. Now with COVID-19, what we've done is we're really proud of our independent community. They've really embraced the video visit, and the video mm-hmm. visit has probably launched at a much quicker pace than early anticipated. And as a result, a lot of our practices still want to hear and capture the patient voice, so it's critical for them to make sure that they're validating the patient's feelings and making sure that the patient feels heard. And part of that is actually allowing my coaches now to participate in the video visit. Initially, we just started this process about almost 4 weeks ago. It was a little bumpy at first because normally, you know, we're in the exam room with the physician. The physician is introducing us to the patient and we're getting permission at that time. But how do you do that when you're doing a video visit? So we've had a couple of our physicians who've allowed us to pilot through the program where we are also on camera side by side with the physician. And we're asking the patient's permission up front. We are not viewing as the physician is engaging with the patient, so we make sure that we don't make our presence seen by the patient. But we're listening to how they're interacting with the patient, you know, creating that patient agenda, doing some empathy bridging, really making sure that they're hearing what the patient is saying and how they're responding back, and then offering and asking their permission to give that feedback. So I think we're starting to fine-tune the process a little bit better as we've gone along, And we're actually getting some good feedback from our physicians. So we feel comfortable that the longer this continues, they're starting to talk to their colleagues. So even practices right. that we have not normally had an engagement with at this level are now asking, hey, Debbie, I heard this is an available benefit, being a member of SIP. Can you do this for me? And so we have been dispersing out, and I'm actually going to be doing my first video visit coaching session with one of my practices on Thursday.
Wonderful. You know, I just did my first video visit coaching just last week, and it was awesome. It's so cool. I guess I'm curious, you know, how has this been received by the physicians? Like you said, they're telling others, but what kinds of feedback are you getting from them? What kinds of things are they saying about this support?
One thing that was interesting, because, you know, initially, you know, we do focus on patient experience and surveying the patient. And, you know, with all the uncertainty and the unknown, you know, a lot of our physicians were like, hey, wait a minute, I want to stop. You know, we need to focus on the patient. And, you know, our approach was, you know, this is really the time and the occurrence where coaching is really going to shine for you, because you're now treading into unfamiliar waters, and we can really assist during that process. And like I shared initially, it was a little bumpy at first, but we have some physicians who have been so supportive that, again, they're now sharing with their providers that this has been a positive encounter with them. They don't feel like they're being judged. They feel like that they're starting to learn some new ways of speaking with the patient in an environment where they don't have that ability to have that touch feel experience when you have the patient face-to-face. And the skills that we are bringing to the table have been exceptionally helpful for them, and they appreciate it. Any potential opportunity feedback that they've been providing, we've been adjusting our dynamic on how we're going into the practice, and we're looking to expand this even further, because I truly believe that after this pandemic is over, that we're not going back to business as usual, and that I think video visits are the way of the future, and how are we going to support our physicians in that experience? So, again, positive feedback.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love the way that your organization and your physicians have really embraced this, because, you know, it's great that they can be having this at-the-elbow assistance as they're learning some new technology and some new ways of practicing before they necessarily develop, let's say, some bad habits from a communications perspective over a video visit. You guys are there able to help them kind of learn it right from the get-go and kind of just build off of those strengths. So that's tremendous. You know, I'm really curious, as coaches in this space, you know, we have certain key care practices that we always look at from a communications perspective, but I'm just wondering, like, which ones of those practices have you seen kind of surface more in a video visit, and are there any new practices you've observed coming online, let's say, as your coaches are observing video visits?
Well, you know, a lot of our primary care practices have probably been more receptive of the video visit, only because it's, again, we've been out in the community. We've been really working hard on establishing relationships with all of our docs. What's starting to become interesting for me and even my physician leadership is several of our very large, we have very large specialty practices. We have an ENT practice that's compromised about, I think we have 26 physicians in that group. We have another specialty practice, pulmonary medicine, that has 16 physicians within those groups. And before, those groups kind of felt not as receptive, but again, as that conversation between physician to physician is taking off, we're starting to see that in our specialty practices, they're now calling out and asking us to kind of come and do a visit, and again, making sure that they're impacting the patient on a way without having that touching experience. And it has been extremely humbling for us. You know, when we would have some pretty sick patients, we definitely excluded ourselves from the exam room. And sometimes the physicians kind of felt, I wish you could be in there, because patients are telling me that I'm not as empathetic as I could be, or patients are feeling that I'm too abrupt, and not really being able to kind of observe to see what's happening put us at a disadvantage. Now they're inviting us to come in, and with the video visit, we're actually able to listen and observe those behaviors without potential exposure to whatever the patient's experiencing or even concerns over COVID-19. So we're hoping to kind of build on that population. It's slow going, but at least we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's great. So I just, whether it's your own story from coaching or one of your own team members, and this could be pre or during pandemic, but what's a favorite coaching story that you have that you could share with us?
One of my coaches, in fact, I'm going to tell on one of my coaches, because she has shared the story with me a couple of times, because this is the one that I think remotivates her in those times when things can be a little challenging, or, you know, sometimes when you get pushback from the physician. The story that she shared with me is she was working with one of our family practice offices, and they had had some, the best way to put it, there were quite a few opportunities identified from a patient experience perspective. The way the receptionist staff greeted the patient, the experience in the exam room, just the whole thing. And one of the physicians that she was working with kind of kept pushing things off on, oh, it's not me, it's my staff. No, it's this process or that process. So she worked really hard to develop a relationship with him, and he thought that he was being judged on his clinical competence. So once she started really building on that relationship with him, probably about 6 months in, they hit a change where the switch flipped for this physician, and he actually saw the value that she was bringing. And now they've developed a really close relationship. His scores are now in the upper 90th percentile after her engagement with him. She's been with him for almost 2 years now. And he reaches out to her when he finds that he's struggling. And invites her back into the conversation without hesitation. And that for us is a win for her, because it's just really ignited her passion to continue doing the work that she's doing. And she knows that she's making a difference. Now when we see this particular physician at group meetings, or even when we have our mixers with a lot of our docs, he makes it a point to come up to us, to come up to our team and just thank us. And he's kind of started to ignite the fire amongst a lot of his partners who were also in this particular environment. And it's good. It's just the energy with these docs when they finally feel that coaching is a positive experience is invigorating and refreshing. And I just makes me want to do this work every single day.
Oh, that's a tremendous story, Deb. Thanks for sharing that. And what a turnaround your coach made with that particular physician, and sure sounds like he's now one of your biggest cheerleaders out there. So that's awesome.
He even asked Janice. He even asked if, you know, when we get back to whatever the new environment or platform is going to look like, he asked Deb, "Is it okay? Can I speak about your program at our next physician function?"
Oh.
What? I for me that says everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing with us today. I guess I'd just like to close out with any advice or thoughts that you would have for coaches out there. And I guess particularly one thing I've heard from our coaching community is just any advice or recommendations as people are starting to do some coaching during this time. We all don't know when or how, you know, the future will look like, but during this time, whether it be with video visits or other things, any advice you'd have to coaches or coaching programs about kind of the model you all are using right now?
The only thing I would say, honestly, is just to kind of be open and serve with a servant's heart is the way that myself and my team actually do our work, really kind of listening and understanding between the words what it is the physicians are saying, where they're struggling. Also include the staff in that component. You know, we have these physicians who are doing this great work, and we're having the opportunity to really kind of observe and see where we can make our impact for them, but also supporting the physicians, the staff who are supporting them, because they're experiencing some of the same struggles. A lot of what we have also found is we have some great minds out there, and they know how to do the work that they're doing. And sometimes they get a little stuck. So kind of helping navigate those choppy waters, but always be supportive, always show that level of compassion, always listen and serve with a servant's heart, and you can't go wrong.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I'm so, so grateful that we were able to bring your voice to this community and just the chance to share the great work that you and your team are doing out there. We wish you all the very best as you continue to support your physicians and continued good health in the midst of all of this. So thanks again for being here and for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much for giving me the chance to do this, because, again, this is why I do the work that I do. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Take care, everyone.